Welcome to the Intertidal Talks podcast. I am Kendra, marine biologist and your host. This podcast is meant to teach, inform, and entertain you about all things marine science and conservation. If you are a marine scientist or advocate with a story to share, you can contact me at intertidaltalks@gmail.com. Want to join our marine science community? Join us at patreon.com/kendi_marinebio. And a happy new year with that beautiful new intro for the completely rebranded podcast. If any of you listened to the two previous podcasts, you will notice that the title and theme have both kind of changed. The title definitely changed, but the themes just kind of shifted. Previously, it was more conservation and sustainable living focused, but now I really am kind of falling in love with teaching about marine science, especially to people who are really new to this world. And so I rebranded the podcast to fit to that, to fit to kind of what I'm doing all over my social medias, to have that kind of unity and something that I am really learning I love. So yeah, that's the difference. Welcome to Intertidal Talks. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the dreams versus the reality of a career and life in marine biology. And I probably get hundreds of DMs a week. I don't really go through them now just because there are so many, but I'd say like my most common comments and DMs are generally, how can I just do field work? No lab work, no desk work. I just want to work in the field. Or something along the lines of just wanting to work with marine mammals, with dolphins, hands-on work with whales or any animal, and only working hands-on. And I love the energy. I love that people are passionate about marine mammals and generally charismatic megafauna is where everyone's attention generally goes. And I love it. And I love seeing that in my DMs. I love seeing people interested in this career field because it gives me a lot of hope. But I really do feel like I crush a lot of people's dreams. And I think a lot of other marine scientists who interact with young people feel the same way, that we are crushing this dream that people have of marine biology, because people watch Dolphin Tale, Free Willy, Flipper. I feel like those are big ones, and even documentaries, and they really think that that is marine science. And to a degree, it is. It is a segment, of course, but it's not, I would say, the vast reality. And it's really crushing sometimes to tell people that, because there is that beautiful, unrealistic idea of what marine biology is because of media, because of film, even because of the few of us who have those more glamorous jobs. Like I talked to my friends that work at One Ocean Diving, and that is one of the more glamorous jobs. People, I get lots of DMs about people who want to be a shark diver and want to work for Ocean and One and One Ocean Diving. And again, that's great, but that is so like such a niche job and a small job that I often have to tell people like, hey, that's awesome. I love my friends at One Ocean Diving. I've loved my years of One Ocean Diving, but it's kind of unrealistic. Doesn't mean don't go for it, but just kind of bringing in that reality check. I feel that a lot of people don't have, but, and I know that I tend to feed in to the false narrative of the beautiful life of a marine biologist through my social media, through my Instagram, my TikTok. I post a lot of footage from the days where I am just experiencing the ocean, mostly through my free time, a couple of videos. Some things are from when I was working, but most of it's my free time. And they are a part of my marine biology life as a marine biologist, being in the ocean, being a diver, being curious and constantly looking for these experiences. That's a part of my marine biologist identity and my life, but I wouldn't say it's my work. And so I get a lot of people that are commenting and I feel guilty that it's like, how can I do this? How do I do what you do? and not do any desk work or not do any lab work. And I will be like, reply and be like, I actually do desk work. I do lab work. I write reports. I do grant writing. I worked in a lab at my university taking care of fish. And I did that for like 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. Just sitting, feeding fish, cleaning, writing down health, dealing with medications and tank changes and all that kind of stuff. That was my job. And sometimes we would have feast field days, but that was like once a month, maybe. And I kind of have to bring that in. And then I feel like they're like, oh, well, that's boring. And they kind of leave. And I'm like, oh no, but I want you to be curious. Like, this is a great job. I love what I do. And because of my career, when I go and have fun in the ocean, it is so much more fun because I am so fascinated. And I don't want to discourage people from science. And I feel like I kind of hit this wall when replying, is that I have to have like this beautiful, gracious way of being like, oh my goodness, like that's a beautiful, like that's awesome that you want to work with dolphins, but let me graciously and nicely try to be realistic and not come off as a jerk, because I feel like sometimes it just automatically comes off as like, no, which isn't the intent at all. And especially with marine mammal, people who want to work with marine mammals, I really feel like I have laid the hammer down, and I've actually had people be like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore in my DMs, when I kind of tell them the reality of working around marine mammals and wild marine mammals. So a lot of times what I do is I'll recommend a job that is more hands-on, obviously. And one of those is ecotourism. I will highly recommend to anyone who just kind of wants to work on the water, in the water with animals, in exploring, diving, even on top of the water, to look into ecotourism, because there are amazing dive shops that do awesome eco tours. And then there's naturalist work with whale watching and whatnot. And I think those are amazing. You have the incredible opportunity to meet people from all over the world and teach them about these beautiful animals, these ecosystems, and how to take care of it. I think that's a great job. I know a ton of my friends work in ecotourism, and it's amazing. I was with One Ocean for a few years, and I was an intern the last few months, and so I got to help with more of that ecotourism aspect with doing the debriefing on the boats and then getting able to talk to people about the sharks and about the ecosystem in Hawaii. And it was incredible, and I loved it, and I love talking to people. And I really want to do naturalist work one day. I just think it's so fun to be on a boat and talk to people about the marine life. That is one great way to have that dream job, the beautiful job of working on the water with animals, and where you're more likely to see and be in the water. There are still desk and lab portions. A lot of people that work in diving and whale watching will also assist with research and researchers, which again, another great way to get involved. So that's one of my recommendations for more hands-on work. And then my other one is working at aquariums, zoos, and captive facilities. I know that's controversial, and I think people are shocked when I actually recommend working at these places to some people, but I'll always recommend, if someone wants to work with a dolphin, I'll say, well, maybe try to be a trainer. And that is honestly one of the best ways you can kind of guarantee getting a hands-on job with a dolphin. Or go work at a rescue and rehab facility, and I'll recommend places like Clearwater Aquarium, and I'll even recommend SeaWorld Rescue, because the SeaWorld Rescue program is really great and they save thousands of animals. And it's a great way to have a hands-on job with marine mammals, be saving a life, learning at the same time, and be able to have a great opportunity to help the ocean and our ecosystems. And even working at an aquarium and SeaWorld, places like that do great education. You do learn really good skills. A lot of times you will be working to some degree with a researcher at the facility. And so I'll always recommend those, because that is like the job people want. And it's a good job, and we need people to work those jobs. Those animals need to be taken care of, of course. So those are kind of what I tell people. Those are the dreamy jobs, I feel like, especially with movies. Those are kind of the jobs that the dreams are made of. Yeah, and bonus points to anyone who understood that reference. But those are like where I think the dreams come from. Going to SeaWorld, watching a movie, watching a documentary. And they're great, and we need people to work those jobs. And I'll recommend them. And so I guess lastly, I'll end with the fact that I don't want any of this to discourage people from science and from this field. And again, that is one of my biggest fears about kind of dropping the reality bomb on people who message me and talk to me about this field, is I'm always so scared that what I have to say will discourage them from this field and from studying marine life and pursuing this degree in this life, because it's absolutely amazing. And there are ways that you can live that dream life. There is just a reality I kind of want to set in with you, because I definitely came into this field with the blinders on, with that imaginary, beautiful dream life that I'm going to be in the water and I'm just going to be floating. And then, oh my gosh, there's a killer whale. And I just look at it and all my questions are answered, and I'm a marine biologist. And that's definitely what I thought it was going to be. And it's not. I still want to study killer whales, but I've fallen in love with other animals. Like, I want to do invertebrate research, and that is what I'm super passionate about now. And I learned that during school, just like I learned that I love research. I originally wanted to do training. I wanted to work at SeaWorld. I wanted to train animals because I thought research was boring. Lab work was boring. I suck at chemistry. I suck at math. There's no way I'm going to get through anything. So I didn't even want to try. And I was just going to get through work physically to be able to pass the physical tests to work at SeaWorld and then work there. And then throughout my studies, getting to know my teachers, getting into my classes, I fell in love with research and with that aspect of marine biology. Thank goodness, because I love it and it's amazing. Through school and being open-minded, I found something that I love and I'm really passionate about besides hands-on work. And that's what I want people to come into this major aware of, with their mind open and acknowledging that it may not be the dream job they envisioned, but they can still love it and still fall in love with it. And that's like my biggest tip. And I'll tell people when they message me, I'll be like, hey, I love what you said. I could guarantee that you could work hands-on with a dolphin. I really could, like in the wild, but I can't. And there are ways I will advise ecotourism and aquarium work, but I would also advise to keep your mind open as you go through school. It'll be hard and it will probably not be what you expected, but maybe you take phycology. And in that class, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with algae. And that opens a whole bunch of new doors for you. And that is my biggest request and advice to students that go into college pursuing this field, is to keep your mind open, kind of take those blinders off, still hold your dream always, even as unrealistic as it is, hold on to it, because that can motivate you. But also, keep your eyes open for all these other amazing experiences and marine life and opportunities and doors that go into many different areas, because the ocean is vast and so is the field and so is the work in the field. It's insane. Like, I was so shocked about how much is in this field, because I definitely thought it was just the documentaries and the movies. But there's so much more, and it's absolutely incredible. There's medical work being done in the field with sponges and coral. How cool is that? This is the coolest thing on the whole planet, I think. And then there's like deep sea exploration. And we're trying to find ways to like use the ocean to like as a carbon sink in some ways, like trying to find out how we can help combat climate change with the ocean, because it's this vast resource and something we don't really understand. And maybe if we understood it a bit more, we could kind of get a leg up. Like, there are so many things that in your classes you'll learn about. And if you're just thinking and just have your blinders on to that dream dolphin diving amazing experience job, I think you miss out on a lot of that, because I did my first 2 years because I was like, don't care, killer whales. But then I let those down, and I literally just am surrounded by an amazing ocean of opportunities. that's kind of my thoughts on this for this episode of Marine Biology, Dreams versus Reality. I would love to know what you think about the dreams versus the reality. Feel free to share this on your social media and tag me and kind of give your opinion. Give your input, especially if you're a marine scientist. I would love to hear your input on this and what you've experienced maybe with the dreams versus reality, either of yourself, maybe with a student, with a colleague. because I think it's so important to share these stories and for people to really understand this field, the dreams and the realities of this field. So thank you, and I will talk to you on the next episode.